Dell.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday delivered some of President Joe Biden administration's strongest public criticism yet of Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza. America's top diplomat said in two television interviews Israeli tactics have meant, quote, a horrible loss of life of innocent civilians, but have failed to neutralize U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas leaders and fighters and could drive a lasting insurgency. The U.N.'s human rights chief responded on Sunday to Israel's latest evacuation orders to civilians in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a statement Sunday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk said Israel's latest evacuation call raises serious humanitarian questions.
The latest evacuation orders affect close to a million people in Rafah. So where should they go now? There is no safe place in Gaza. These exhausted, famished people, many of whom have been displaced many times already, have no good options.
Turk said a full-scale attack on Rafah would have a catastrophic impact and urged all nations and states with influence on Israel to do what they can to prevent it. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Israelis marked Memorial Day for fallen soldiers and Israelis killed in attacks on Sunday. Israel's President Isaac Herzog led a ceremony in Jerusalem at the Western Wall where a crowd stood still while a siren sounded. Memorial Day commemorates fallen soldiers of Israel's wars and Israeli victims of militant attacks. Israel marks Memorial Day this year amid the ongoing conflict in Gaza between Israel and the Palestinians. This is VOA News. Thousands on Ukraine's northeast flee as Russia presses a renewed border assault near Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian officials have said that Russia's military has targeted towns and villages with a barrage of artillery and mortar fire. The town of Bovchansk, among the largest in the northeast, emerged as a focal point in the battle. Local resident Oksana Velichko talks to the AP as she prepares to board a bus to leave her town. They shoot a lot there. Everything's on fire. I'm scared for my children. As she talks, she comforts her young daughter, who weeps by her side. Analysts say the Russian push is designed to exploit ammunition shortages before promised Western supplies can reach the front line. I'm Karen Chamas.
An apartment building has partially collapsed in the Russian border city of Belgorod. At least 8 people have been killed and 20 others injured. Officials on Sunday blamed Ukrainian shelling for the building's destruction. Online footage showed rescuers searching for survivors among the remnants of the building's stairwell. Russia's investigative committee said in a statement the 10-story building had been hit by Ukrainian shelling. The wife of U.S. Army soldier Gordon Black, who was arrested in Russia earlier this month, told Reuters in an exclusive interview she witnessed his Russian girlfriend stab him during a video call to his 6-year-old daughter months before his detention. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Megan Black became emotional as she explained that they were finalizing their divorce when he was arrested.
The last time I got a message from him was May 2nd.
The Army Staff Sergeant was arrested on May 2nd in Russia's far eastern city of Vladivostok and is being held in pre-trial confinement accused of theft after an argument, according to Russian authorities. Black broke Army rules by traveling to Russia without authorization and flew through China to get there, according to the Pentagon. Neither Russian authorities, the Pentagon, nor Black's wife has suggested anything like espionage as a concern. The Russian Foreign Ministry said the case had no political element.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. A major fire broke out in a vast shopping complex in the Polish capital that housed some 1,400 shops and service outlets. Many of the vendors were from Vietnam. Huge plumes of black smoke could be seen rising over the area on Sunday morning. The fire brigade said more than 80% of the shopping complex burned in Warsaw and the roof fell in. I'm Joe Ramsey,